This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead. I'm your host, Ross Strausser, and this show brought to you by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana. As always, our archives available at KJJR.com for anytime listening. And today, first-timer in the studio, it is Chancey Jeschke. Did I have that right, Chancey?
Yeah, Chancey Jeschke.
Jeschke.
Kind of like jet ski.
Without the T.
Yes.
All right. And then you have a partner too, Dave Chichester. Do I have that right?
Yep.
He is not here today, so you're going to take the reins.
Yeah, he's running the shop.
And I love the name of the camp here. Tell us the full name.
Chancey and Dave's Fish Camp.
Yeah, that's cool. Yep. And I've been by the building many times. You're wearing a great-looking sweatshirt with the name on it. And let's start, before we get into the business side of it, let's talk about yourself a little bit.
Sure. I was born here in Kalispell, the old hospital. Grew up here, mostly like most of us growing up in the 80s and 90s, just spent a lot of time fishing and going to Kager's and just living the Montana dream as a kid. I was married for 25 years, have five great kids.
Wow.
Just love the passion of fishing and the outdoors and just being here. I just feel blessed to be in Kalispell and Montana.
It was going
to
be one of my first questions. You have to be a guy that loves to fish.
Yes.
Do you do most of your fishing right here in the Flathead?
Yeah, a lot, but we do travel a lot. I've spent a lot of time in Idaho. Recently, we've been a few years going down to Lake Cascade with the jumbo perch, probably some of the best perch fishing in the country.
Wow.
So we spent some time down there planning a steelhead trip here actually next week. Other than that, I fish pretty much around here quite a bit.
Have you ever been deep sea fishing?
No, never ocean fished.
Wow. I did it once. It was exciting, spectacular.
Yeah.
But, this sounds very cool, and it's going to be great to learn about this business a little bit. How did you get the thing started?
Well, I was at Snappy's for 27 years, and it was time for me to move on and make a change. And actually, Dave, I bought his plugs. He has the Plug-It tackle. He makes his own handcrafted plugs, mostly for fishing for rainbows, primarily a specialty thing, but you can use them on lake trout and et cetera. But anyhow, I met him through the store, didn't have the tackle shop in mind when I'd left. I actually got my guide license and I was going to start fishing guiding. And Dave just gave me a call, him and Terry, and said, hey, we're interested in opening a tackle shop. How do you feel about coming on board with it? And I said, well, give me a week or two. Let me kind of decompress a little bit before I jump right into the retail game again. But we worked it out and it just took off from there.
How long have you been open now?
September 11th, ironically, was the day we opened.
September 11th.
Yeah.
Wow. That's crazy, huh?
Yeah.
You're located at 2211 Highway 2 East in Evergreen. There's a lot of history in the building. It's very cool on the outside. What has been in that place before?
Like we were talking earlier, I think originally it might have had like a tow shop. He had a wrecking yard kind of thing there. And then I'd heard it was a card shop at one time, maybe possibly a flower shop. So I think it's a lot of history. I need to dig into it a little bit more and see exactly what all been there. But yeah, it's a pretty cool little building.
Did you have to remodel a lot before you got things
going?
Yeah,
we did. Dave and I basically, the beginning of July all the way till we opened the doors in September, we were going 24/7 trying to get that thing remodeled. We had to take part of the upstairs out so we could fish the rod, fit the rods in there, because the ceilings were so low. I'm like, this isn't going to work, Dave. We got to get something where we can get these long rods in. And just, the cosmetic part of it just kind of all come together.
Yeah, geez, stuff you never think about at the beginning.
Yeah.
But it'd be interesting to talk about where you guys see yourself. We'll do that in just a little while. But also the building, the way you got it all set up sounds pretty cool as well. I've seen some photos of it and some custom stuff that you do too. You do rods?
Yeah. So I actually run a nice fishing tournament trail called the Perch Assault, and I actually kind of designed a rod to go along for perch fishing. So I have the Perch Assault rods. I have a company build them for us, and then I bring them into the store. This year I actually didn't get any because of the whole thing with China and it was a mess, but I do normally carry them. I've had them for probably 15 years and I have about five different models. And then of course, like I said, Dave has his Plug-It plugs that he builds in his shop every morning before he comes to work.
Yeah.
He's putting plugs together.
Okay, so I got to throw this out there. What makes a good fishing rod?
Well, anymore, they've come a long ways with the real high-end graphite, and they're super lightweight, so they just feel like a feather, have a good handle on them. And, you can just feel everything a lot better. The lighter you go, the more you can feel those bites and all that kind of stuff. So, of course, with everything, there's certain applications for each rod, what you're fishing for and all that kind of stuff. But that's probably one of the biggest things in the market is super light reel, super light rod, so you can feel everything a lot better.
That's cool.
Yeah.
A lot goes into it.
Yeah.
Well, we're going to come back and talk about the whole store. Where you see yourself in a few years. We're talking to Chancey Jetski. Jetski.
Jetski.
Jetski. He's the owner along with Dave Chichester. And this is a great store. I want to get in there one of these days. I haven't been in there, but now I got to do it. You guys got a great store going right now, started very recently, so we'll talk more about it in just a few. This is Focus on the Flathead, brought to you by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana, and we'll be right back right here on Focus. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR.
Qualifications and rules apply. See institution for details.
Hi, I saw your ad for a checking account that earns interest on my money.
Oh yes, that's our plutonium account, and it requires $50,000 to open.
What? How am I supposed to grow my money when I can't even afford to open the account?
Introducing Kasasa, free checking, where even the smallest balance earns high yields, plus refunds on ATM fees nationwide. To find a Kasasa account near you, search K-A-S-A-S-A.
Kasasa, brought to you by Three Rivers Bank of Montana, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender.
Hey, this is Dr. Chad with Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry, where a kid's smile grows big. As a father of three kids who grew up in the Flathead, I understand how each child can be different. We created a fun and relaxed atmosphere here at Glacier Grins and work hard to make sure each child has a positive experience. We are accepting new patients and have immediate openings available. We are located in Hunt Ranch Plaza between Walmart and Sportsman. Book your appointment online at glaciergrins.com or call 890-6055. We look forward to meeting you and becoming your dental home.
We are back. This is News Talk 880 and 107.9 KJJR. And this is Focus on the Flathead Part 2. We've been talking to Chancey Jetski. And his partner is Dave Chichester. And his wife, Terry, is also involved in that as well,
yes.
Right? And Chancey and Dave's Fish Camp. This is what we're talking about today. Sounds like a pretty cool place. I'm going to read something I read out of another interview with you. Small tackle shop in Evergreen, brimming with fishing gear. And people ask, how did you fit it all in there? So you must have a lot of inventory.
We have a lot in there. Yeah.
Okay, tell us about the inventory.
I'm a bass fisherman by heart. I mean, I love catching everything. So there's quite a bit of bass tackle in there. You know, we're geared up a little bit on that. And I do run some bass tournaments in the summertime. So I have a lot of bass fishing, but also pan fishing. And Dave, he actually does a lot of trolling. So that was kind of one of his complaints. He said there wasn't that many places around that had good trolling gear, which, you know, I could say I didn't have the best at the other store. But now, so we beefed up a lot of the trolling tackle in there too now.
What kind of tackle would it be? Like the downriggers and things like that?
Like flashers, dodgers, you know, fishing for lake trout, trolling for lake trout, trolling for kokanee, trolling for rainbows, all that kind of stuff. So everything that kind of goes along with that.
Well, that's cool. So just about everything for any type of fish for this area.
Yeah, that's our key is just, you know, our area. There isn't anything that, you know, you use anywhere else, just what we use around here.
Well, you mentioned bass fishing. Where do you do that in Northeast Montana or Northwest Montana?
Well, there's lots of lakes. There's probably 50, 60 lakes around that are full of bass. You have Echo Lake, of course. It's really good largemouth, smallmouth fishery. You have the Thompson chain, middle, lower, and upper, good, really good largemouth in there. You know, the Flathead River sloughs, Fennin, Church, all them are all full of bass.
Wow.
And even Flathead Lake actually has a pretty good smallmouth fishery. Our state record smallmouth was out of Flathead Lake for a while down on the south end of the lake there. And then now it's back over at Fort Peck.
Man, I had no idea.
Yeah, there's a ton of good bass fishing around here.
Okay. And have you ever fished Fort Peck Reservoir?
I have. Quite a few years ago, I actually did a bass tournament over there several years ago.
Wow.
It's huge. It's an amazing fishery. And there's huge smallmouth, you know, huge walleye, basically everything in there.
Northern pike.
Oh, yeah. Tons of pike. Yeah.
Well, you got a little interest in radio. I mean, you've been on the radio a little bit, and you started this a long time ago, and you're giving advice or just fishing locations on that report. How does this work?
Yeah, so we have a hotline you can call in also. We have a number you'll give. And then what I do is basically just kind of give a report, especially like ice conditions. And then basically the hot spots, you know, I'm out fishing once or twice a week, so I can kind of give an updated version of when I'm out, where I'm at. And then, of course, talking to all the guides and all our customers that come in, those that want other people to know, you know, some of them keep it pretty quiet, but I can give a really good updated report on what's happening. And I do that weekly on our hotline. And then also with the Montana Outdoor Radio Show, the captain calls me and I do that. And that's Saturday mornings they air that.
Yeah, right here on News Talk KJJR. That number, by the way, if you want to get this report, 844-774-3474. One more time, 844-774-3474. Now, how often do you update that?
Once a week. Yeah, I usually do Thursday or Fridays.
Yeah, so that's very cool. And how long have you been doing that?
Well, I did it at the other store for several years, and then we did our own, so I don't know, probably 15 years or so. Jeez. And then, so we've been doing it a long time.
That's great. Okay, let's talk about fishing tournaments. You got one coming up. In fact, it's on this weekend.
Yes, we do. The Purchase Salt Tournament Trail, I do that. It's a two-man team. We do the heaviest weight of 10 perch, and it's a trail. So we started at Smith. We went to Middle Thompson, and then now this will be the last leg, and we'll crown the series champions at Lake Mariana this weekend.
That sounds huge.
Yeah.
So you got a lot of people show up for that?
Yeah, I limit to 50 teams, and usually we have 45 to 50 teams just because of the parking and, you know, our accesses are pretty limited on, so you can't do much more than that.
Wow, that sounds like a big tournament.
Yeah, it's huge, and it's we've been doing it for like 17 years.
What are some of the others that you're involved with?
I run a couple bass tournaments in the summer. We do Echo Lake, kind of the same, just a normal bass tournament format, two-man team, and they do the heaviest weight of 5 bass. And then I've ran some pike tournaments in the past, panfish tournaments, fishing for crappies and perch and stuff like that. So I've kind of been dabbling in the tournament stuff for 25 years.
Yeah. Okay. Well, let's see. What else do I want to ask you? Oh, I do have to ask you this. When you catch fish, do you like to eat them?
Of course. Yes. Probably one of my favorites is the Lake Spear whitefish when they run in the fall in the river.
Really?
Yeah. You can catch lots of them. They're big. They're delicious in the fall, the cold water. Probably one of my favorites other than that. Perch, crappie, walleye, you know, it's all good. But I do like those whitefish.
Wow. Yeah. Got to get some cooking tips from you one of these days. Well, we want to really thank you for being here and talking to us. And where do you, one final question, where do you see the shop in, let's give it 5 years. What do you expect?
Well, honestly, we were already working on getting a bid to build out off the back of that already. Nice. We're just going to get that bid the next day or two, actually, right off the bat. We probably should have started bigger to begin with all the support and how well it's been going. We're hoping to probably triple our size within the next couple of years if things keep going good. So
that's great. You're in a good space then.
Yeah, we own all that land at the back. There's about an acre and a half, so we have lots of room. There's plenty of parking where you can pull through with your boat trailer and come through and park. And so it's set up to grow quickly.
Well, we wish you the best and all the success.
Thank you.
How this goes in the next few years. It's Chancey and Dave's Fish Camp. Chancey is here today. And again, want to say hello to Dave and Terry Chichester, your partners.
Yes.
And good luck in the future.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
Come back anytime.
Yeah, definitely.
All right. This is Focus on the Flathead, again brought to you by Glacier Grins Pediatric Dentistry and Three Rivers Bank of Montana. Remember, our archives available at KJJR.com. And this is Focus on the Flathead. We'll see you next weekend right here on KJJR.